Billion Dollar Brain by Len Dayton. Behind me, I heard a slow-moving car. It was a large Zis, a car used only by government officials. The driver flashed the lights and the car drew alongside. The door opened, blocking my forward movement. From the back seat, the voice of the colonel I'd seen in the subway said, "Won't you get in, English?" I got into the rear seat and the colonel closed the door. There was a lot of cigar smoke. "So, we meet again, Colonel Stark," I said, like they say it in films.
"Oleg."
"So, we meet again, Oleg."
"Yes."
He gave an order to the driver who switched off the car motor.
"You are enjoying car Russian winter?"
Stark stared at me. His head looked like that of a statue that someone had found and rolled home so that all the delicate parts had broken off.
"Yes," I said. "I'm enjoying the Russian winter. Are you?"
Stock tugged at his fleshy chin.
"We have a saying in my country. For him who stands at the top of the tower, there is no other season but winter."
"Yes," I said, although I still don't understand what that proverb means.
"You are involving yourself with a particularly foolish and headstrong group of troublemakers. I think they are exploiting you. When I move against them, do not expect me to treat you differently from the way I treat them. It may be that you are investigating these evil people on behalf of your government, or it may be that you are ordered to cooperate with them. They are troublemakers, English, but they will find that I am more expert at making trouble than they are."